Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. In the previous Mishnah, we noted that the husband's right to be mayfair the Nedarim of his wife ends at the moment that she is independent from him, right, through divorce or through his death. Now, it is similarly true that the father's right to be mayfair the Nedarim of his daughter also ends the moment that she is independent from him. And this can happen in one of three ways. First of all, through marriage. When Nisuin takes place, not Kiddushin, but Nisuin, once Nisuin takes place, the Avanara, right, the father's parental role ends. So that even if she later gets widowed or divorced, while she's still a Nara, her father does not resume his rights, and she is classified as a Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. She is an orphan during the life of her father, because her father is still alive, but he has no parental rights, and therefore she is basically considered an orphan in the life of her father. In our Mishnah, this classification is called Yesoma, just a general orphan. The second way that a girl can gain this independence so that the father loses his right to be made for Nedarim is through the death of the father. That is, of course, a true orphan, but our Mishnah calls that Mes Aviha. Her father died, as opposed to the Yisom B'chai Ha'av, which we just mentioned previously. And the third way that young woman gains her independence, as it were, from her father, that is to say that her father loses his rights to be Mefer Nedarim, is by becoming a Bogeres, reaching the age of 12 and a half. Our Mishnah Yud enumerates all of the possible cases in which a young woman's Nedarim cannot be canceled by her father. We are not counting married women, whose Nedarim can be canceled by their husband instead. So we're talking here about women whose Nedarim cannot be canceled. So we're talking about young women whose Nedarim can no longer be canceled by their father. There are three cases in our Mishnah for each of the three paths to independence that we've mentioned, for a total of nine. So Mishnah Yud begins, Teisha Ne'aros Nidrein Kayamim. There are nine cases of young women. Na'ara almost always means a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. In the intro to this Mishnah, it might not exactly mean that. It might just mean young woman, either as a Na'ara or as a slightly older Bogeres. So there are nine possible cases. And first three are going to be cases of Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. So case number one, Bogeres v'hi Yesoma. If she was married as a Na'ara, right, and then was widowed or divorced, so that makes her a Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. And then after she turns 12 and a half, so she is also a Bogeres, she made a neder. So this is, of course, a combination of Bogeres and Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av, but is included here because it's one of the cases of Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. So that's case number one. Case number two is also a case of Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. So after the divorce or widowhood, right, Na'ara u'bagra v'hi Yesoma. So after the divorce, right, while still in Na'ara, she made a neder. And then she became a Bogeres. But she was already a Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. So the fact that she became a Bogeres in this case didn't actually impact because she already was independent as a Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. And the third case is Na'ara Shelo Bogra V'hi Yesoma. So that is a young woman, a Na'ara, but after divorce or widowhood, she made a neder as a Na'ara, and she's still a Na'ara, right? V'lo Bogra. But she's a Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av, and therefore her father has no ability to be made for her Nedarim, even though she made the neder as a Na'ara, and she's still a Na'ara. We now move over into cases of a true orphan, a Mes Aviha. So case number four, the first of the three in the category of Mes Aviha, Bogeres u'Mes Aviha. She turned 12 and a half, then her father died, and then she made a neder. So she made a neder after her father already died. So the case is that she's already Bogeres, but it doesn't really matter because the key point here is her father is dead and she's an orphan. And so the father can't be Mayfair while he is not alive. Case number five, Na'ara Bogeres Umei Saviha. Her father died while she was still a Na'ara, then she made a neder, and then became a Bogeres. Here too, the fact that her father died is the key factor here. And case number six, is Na'ara Shalobagra Umei Saviha. Right? If her father died while she was a Na'ara, and she made a neder and is still a Na'ara. So these are three possible cases of Mesaviha. All the combinations of if the father died. And finally, we turn to the cases of Bogeres. So case number seven. Na'ara Shemesaviha Umi Shemesaviha Bagra. She made a neder as a Na'ara. Then her father died, and then she became 12 and a half. Okay, so the becoming 12 and a half here is a factor. The case number eight, Bogeres v'aviha kayam. She turned 12 and a half when the father is still alive and made a neder as a Bogeres. And finally, case number nine, Na'ara Bogeres v'aviha kayam. She made a neder as a Na'ara. Of course, the father was still alive, and then became a Bogeres. Even though the father's still alive, he can't be Mayfair because she's a Bogeres. Now, it's important to note that there is no real Chiddush about any of this. It's just different possible combinations, but it doesn't really add anything. And in fact, the Yerushalmi says that this Mishnah was only taught to sharpen the minds of the students, because it's basically teaching the same halacha in a bunch of different ways. Or a bunch of different cases, which are actually an exhaustive case, all the possible cases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamesi Bito Kitana, if she was married as a Kitana, so then Venis Almana Onis Garsha, V'chazretzlo, right, and then she is widowed or divorced, and she returns to her father's home, she does not become a Soma V'chayav because the marriage was as a katana. And therefore, that kind of marriage, that nisun, does not make her a Soma V'chayav. Rather, she returns to her father's home and adayin hi na'ara. She is still in the category of a na'ara under her father's supervision, and he would get back the right to be made for her nedarim.